U.S. farmers and ranchers are no stranger to droughts. However, here in Central Australia, these ranchers must manage their ground as if each rain may be the last one they'll see for the next decade. It's a million-acre ranch in the outback, and we're there on this edition of The American Countryside. Aloha, I'm Andrew McRae, inviting American Countryside listeners to join me on an agricultural adventure to the Hawaiian Islands, November 4th to the 13th. We'll visit the USS Arizona Memorial at Pearl Harbor, tour a Hawaiian lavender farm and Maui's beautiful agricultural upcountry, visit Monsanto, Hawaii, and attend an authentic Hawaiian luau featuring dinner and a show. All airfare, deluxe hotels, and more are included. For your free brochure, call Holiday Vacations at 1-800-826-2266.
The National Association of Farm Broadcasting Foundation is offering three $5,000 college scholarships. The Glenn Kumerow Memorial Scholarship, the George Logan Scholarship, and the Orion Samuelson Scholarship. Applicants must be a college junior, senior, or grad student and must be enrolled in or transferring to an agricultural communications curriculum with concentration or application in broadcast media. For more information or to apply, go to nafbfoundation.com.
Lindy Severn's family owns and operates a ranch, or station as they're called in Australia, in the wide open stretches of the nation's Northern Territory.
The station is 1,028,960 acres. And we are slightly larger than average in the Northern Territory. And in Central Australia, the stations are still tended to be family owned.
The ranch is roughly 60 miles long and 25 miles wide.
We work on about 250 acres per head. And you need that amount of country to be able to have the feed available to feed them.
The ranch can support up to 5,000 head, but they are currently running about 3,000. Weather greatly affects the carrying capacity.
In a good season, you can run more than that. But we only have a good season, we only have a good rain season every 7 to 10 years.
Lindy says you manage the land as if each rainfall is the last you'll see for a decade.
So we tend to run a conservative number of animals, which we believe is better for the landscape and the environment. And at the end of the day, the management and the care of the land is our greatest responsibility.
You can hear the full interview on the Scenic Route at AmericanCountryside.com. More next time as we travel the countryside at Curtin Springs Station, Australia. I'm Andrew McRae.